2022. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Please clap.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump's in Portsmouth, England, to commemorate 75 years since the D-Day invasion. He's with Queen Elizabeth, British Prime Minister Theresa May, other world leaders, and hundreds of veterans.
This is the start of 2 days of events, first in England and then in France, marking the pivotal World War II Allied invasion of mainland Europe.
75 years ago this Thursday, courageous Americans and British patriots set out from this island toward history's most important battle.
The president speaking in London yesterday, midway through a state visit to the UK. He's expected to fly to Ireland later today before visiting France tomorrow.
Fox's Simon Owen. Homelessness is up in Los Angeles.
The number of homeless is now over 36,000, according to city officials, up 16% from last year. Officials estimate 29% of the homeless in Los Angeles County are mentally ill or addicts.
Fox's Tom Rigotti. This is Fox News.
Your dad this Father's Day? Well, move over, Siri, and put Daddy on your phone.
Daddy, can you give me directions to the mall?
How old are you? You want me to hold your hand too, huh?
Daddy can help you with anything.
Daddy, open the Tinder app.
Oh, no. None of those meatheads are good enough for my little girl.
But, Daddy!
No buts. You march right back up to your room, young lady. And put some more clothes on, will you, huh?
Hey, Daddy, search for what's on TV tonight.
Searching the web for how to motivate a lazy, good-for-nothing ingrate.
Daddy, the Father's Day personal assistant.
What do you want for Father's Day, Daddy?
I want you and your idiot brother to leave me the hell alone.
We all have them, and sometimes they get ruffled just a little bit. Greg Budell, what are people doing when they criticize your morning show?
They're walking on right beside me.
Jay Scott, what do you tell coworkers who think they can do your job better than you can?
Take this job and shove it.
Emily Hayes, it's 9 a.m. You just got off the air. You've got a desk full of paperwork and 2 days' worth of emails to answer. What do you keep saying to yourself?
Help me make it through the night.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. I guess the only thing that bothers you is a lack of chicken. And Rich Thomas, what do you say to people who complain when you interrupt programming to give reports on impending bad weather?
I'm done with you people. I really am. This is pathetic. No, we're not going back to the show, folks. Our job here is to keep people safe, and that is what we're going to do. Some of you complain that this is all about my ego. Stop. Okay, just stop right now. It's not.
Hey, don't mess with Rich. And now stand by for 3 men.
Stop. Okay, just stop right now.
And a lady.
He's the yin to my yang, the Oscar to my Felix. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Greg, yes, I look like a 70s porn star, but I'm really a nice guy. Boudin.
Sound accurate?
Uh-huh.
It's me. Jay Scott's here. Emily Hayes joining us. But let's start with the Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
We've been needing rain. We've been wanting rain. We've been praying for rain for a long time. And for several days, I've been telling you that significant rain is coming. However, be careful what you ask for. This probably is going to be too much. Sun and cloud mix today, giving way to cloudy skies then, with still a warm day, 92, 93 I've got a set. Scattered thunderstorms popping up later on this afternoon and this evening. Tonight's low 73. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms, a good bet. Widespread, high 83. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, showers and thunderstorms. Locally heavy tropical downpours. Highs in the low to mid 80s. Monday, it's not over. Showers and thunderstorms. I think by Tuesday, though, things start to improve as we row the boat down the street. We're going to need a bigger boat. If you're going to the beach, as I've been telling people in my video this morning, bring a book. And it never rains. And as my dad used to say, it never rains in the restaurant, but he said bar. Yeah. Right now this morning, scattered clouds, 89% humidity, temperature is 73 at 6:11.
Now at Nukes, the express market with freshly prepared goodness meals to go. Grab and go proteins and house-made sauces. Pick up anytime or place order on the Nukes app for curbside delivery. You'll be the hero at your next dinner. Nukes, 7880 Vaughn Road.
All right, breakfast reviews, everybody please, today.
Oh, boy. Jay and I were just talking about how great that sandwich was.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
And
thank
Emily
you.
Is...
How exciting.
Emily, when she goes downstairs, will taste it in a little while.
Yes.
Now, since you're the woman in the group...
I am that.
I thought I set aside this thing I came across called 4 Basic Cooking Mistakes You Might Be Making, and as a newlywed, you might want to... Look at this, just in case.
You just want me to look at it?
Just,
do you want me to talk about it out loud?
If you want, take a look at it first.
I mean,
if
I'm a haze. I don't make mistakes.
If you think it's something that should be shared.
Well, there was that we'll Thanksgiving that. Mac and cheese incident.
That was a matter of opinion.
What was that again? What was the issue
that
with
that?
That
was Elizabeth freaking out because I didn't use Velveeta for the macaroni and cheese. I used real cheese instead of... cheese product.
Why did you do that?
Because I thought I'd class up the joint a little bit.
Okay. I didn't know if like it was a deal. Like if you're doing it because of savings or something,
no.
I get that. But so you just broke with tradition.
Let me just tell you, they were all still asleep. I was up and ready to start cooking Thanksgiving dinner because that's what Elizabeth and I were down there visiting my dad to do, spend Thanksgiving with him and make, a traditional Thanksgiving dinner.
How many years have you guys had the...
I have a traditional Thanksgiving argument.
Yeah, how many years have you guys had the mac and cheese for your Thanksgiving dinner?
That mac and cheese recipe has been in the family, I mean, I've had it every...
And how many years has it included Velveeta?
Why are you on Elizabeth's side?
Not, I'm just going logically. How many years has it been with Velveeta?
Counselor, you're about to cross the line.
It's been that way, but that's been with, like, on my mom's side of the family. We were with my dad.
Sustained.
They use real cheese on the dad's side.
Sarah doesn't let daddy have carbs, so he doesn't get to have...
Well, Thanksgiving sucks for him.
Well, that's why we were there cooking Thanksgiving dinner.
Hey, Rich, how about that war movie coming up for your birthday?
I saw that.
I flipped out. I was so excited.
Click on that where it says re-look. I say, and I quote, I'm so excited. A good war movie on my birthday. Let's go.
I'm with you. I am with you.
And Midway.
Midway. They're going to redo Midway because the one they did in the 70s, They schmaltzed it up. It was horribly cast. They picked this actor, Edward Albert.
I was going to say Eddie Albert.
No.
Okay. Who was probably at Midway.
With Arnold Ziffel playing Admiral Nimitz. and Mr. Haney, they had to put a love story in there, you know, and it was awful because Charlton Heston's son, who he was this one, Charles Heston, a lifetime military man, has this strange relationship with his son who shows up at Pearl Harbor before the Battle of Midway takes place, and his son is in love with a Japanese girl. Of course, we all knew that every Japanese person following Pearl Harbor wanted to kill every American. So Charlton Heston gets all, you know, bent out of shape because his son fell in love with a Japanese girl. And the dialogue is awful. It's a story about a great military victory that turned the tide of World War II.
And some of the interesting behind-the-scenes stuff about how we found out and everything.
Yeah.
I love that.
So I hope they tell the story.
Uh-oh. It's got Alec Baldwin in it. Just kidding, it doesn't.
All right, I'll just go.
You it almost does. Made me have a morning meltdown.
His face.
Go by myself.
It's fine.
They already insulted American history by casting that
guy.
Jack.
Listen.
That mother.
Hey. Save it for the afternoon.
Is Jimmy Doolittle in that movie Pearl that came out in 2001? Alec Baldwin is Jimmy Doolittle. Why not cast Satan as FDR?
I thought that was about Pearl Bailey.
Who?
Meanwhile, my stepmom's listening in South Alabama, and yeah. I just got a text that said I heard that.
Heard what?
Yeah, see, I was talking earlier. You tuned it out, like normal. So.
God.
Jeez. So you're still on the steroids, I see.
Nope. Just saying. I contribute, but apparently it's very forgettable for the people in the room.
Isn't it amazing?
Well, I think we spent too long on the cheese thing. So I think we understand that it was a different set of circumstances.
I applaud real cheese over cheese food, though.
Well,
it became a whole thing. Elizabeth got...
That's not cheese food on those sandwiches.
Cheese product.
Yeah, cheese product.
Well, I think that's
Deli cheddar.
Velveeta is something for the afternoon. The 3 o'clock show.
Velveeta is great for a Rotel dip.
Joey!
It's a Velveeta afternoon. All right. Let's begin by talking about...
And you started it with all these cooking, you know... Helpful hits from Heloise.
I was the Eugène provocateur. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Excuse me.
It's always your fault.
Heloise Boodle here.
Go ahead, Kevin.
Let's talk about wrinkled bodies, shall we?
Okay.
I'm talking about automobile bodies that get wrinkled up in wrecks. Those kind. You know who your human Botox is? Donnie Turner. And his son Brandon at Montgomery Paint and Body. And they'll get the wrinkles out, but it's so much more than that because... This is a business that was founded on principle first, and that was, we're going to make cars look as good as new, maybe better. We will not indulge any suggested shortcuts for profit or any other reason. We're going to do it right, or we'll refuse the work. And they stuck to that, and now they are the gold standard in automobile body repair. They know what you've been through. Accident reports, insurance adjusters, hassle, plus just the depression of seeing your car all crunched up. So when they redeliver your vehicle to you, they want your eyes literally to pop out at how great it looks, knowing that you picked the right place to make your car look as good as new, maybe better. Not an idle promise, a commitment from Montgomery Paint and Body. 30 years of service here in the River Region. 27 Rec with the W is the number, and you'll find them on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. We got local news, and then we're right back.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Former House Speaker Mike Hubbard is asking the Alabama Supreme Court to overturn his conviction on ethics charges. The court heard oral arguments in the case Tuesday. No word on when the court will make its ruling. Some Prattville residents are upset about the possibility of an apartment complex being built at the intersection of Old Farm Lane and Vista Point Boulevard. The city council held a public hearing on the issue last night. A vote on the issue was postponed until July 2nd. And Montgomery police say a fight between roommates led to two men being stabbed. This happened in the 2100 block of East 4th Street Monday night. Both men were injured and taken to a nearby hospital for treatment. No word yet on if they'll face any charges. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Today is Wednesday.
Today is a very special day for us.
Great, so what do you need?
What do you need?
I need coffee.
Extra strong.
Coffee.
Why do you need that?
And why do you need that?
It has the power I need.
What kind of coffee is it?
It's a chai with soy.
Not coffee.
How do you take your coffee?
You know how I like my coffee.
Black. Yeah, that's real coffee.
I'll tell you what else.
Tell you what it is. It's
also showtime. It's electric.
Mr. Electric presents three men and the ladies' most electrifying story of the morning. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news is Greg Budell.
This will not apply to everybody, but I found it electrifying that scientists have now determined that binge watching television shows is, it could put you in a grave.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they want you to stand up for part of a TV episode while binge-watching to avoid obesity, depression, and heart disease. Well, your favorite TV shows are killing you.
You sit down too long, and then you get blood clots in the leg and that sort of thing. It gets bad.
Oh, yeah, and you're not really burning too many calories while you're sitting there with bowls of this and that to enjoy. And there's nothing wrong with, you should get up, you take a break every so often, walk around, jump in your pool if you have one, then come back to your TV set. And this is why the Creedence Blue Water Revival Broadcasting Company has chosen to run this public service announcement about binge watching.
I feel run down and unmotivated. What can I do to help myself?
Let me ask you this first. In the season 3 finale of Breaking Bad, who?
Gale!
Just as I feared, maybe you should try to stop binge watching.
But it makes me feel so good.
If you stop binge watching, you'll get up off the couch and start to live life.
But then how will the impression of my butt stay in the couch cushion if I'm not watching TV 14 hours a day?
It doesn't have to.
I hadn't considered that.
When you stop binge watching, you'll be able to try something new, something called physical activity.
But then who will hit yes when Netflix asks if I'm still watching?
It'll just stop playing.
Wow.
Never again see your pathetic binge watching reflection in the TV.
I'm gonna try to stop binge watching today.
Way to go.
Oh wait, forget it. Stranger Things season 3 comes out soon.
And we hope that was helpful.
Yes.
Good. Was perusing Morning Maroon nominees, and guess what state has two in today's queue?
Oh my gosh, Montana.
Massachusetts.
Ashley, you're close. Tour in Florida, one in New Hampshire. Where?
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
So we'll have those for you later in the show.
Oh, I'm sorry. Never mind. I saw something that... Never mind. I was just blurting out words.
Was it a UFO or something?
No.
We should let our listeners know about?
No.
Okay.
We're good.
By the way, yesterday, James Holzhauer, or his big Jeopardy streak is over, and there were conspiracy theories floating around the internet that he just got tired of playing the game. He won $2.5 million, so he lost deliberately. He laughed at those.
Oh, I love the conspiracy theories. My favorite one is I found some sports book in Vegas was offering me some great odds to throw the game, and I somehow managed to put in a few million dollars to bet against myself, because of course they take those kind of limits on pre-taped TV shows.
Yeah, right. Good answer. Pre-taped TV.
And then, as long as I'm on this audio source, there was a couple in Florida having a picnic by a lake. Always, there's some nice picnic areas by some nice
lakes.
You don't
need to be near a lake in Florida without protection.
Yeah. This is why.
Come swimming up, right up to the bank, and he just looks us dead in the eyes.
Gator.
And he immediately just sprints up onto the beach. He annihilated an entire block of cheese, gobbled it down, lickety split.
Was it Velveeta?
The salami didn't stand a chance. And then the worst part, he goes over, we had this big bowl of guac made. He eats the whole bowl. He put the whole bowl in his mouth and just like...
Yeah, we were in shock, so we just like hauled tail the other way and watched it happen. What alligator will come up and steal food at a picnic like that? It's like Yogi the Bear.
No respect for our picnic.
Your millennial, your millennial picnic with your guac.
Hey.
You can be a Disneyland, which, no, Disney World. Remember when the kid was abducted, the little boy, and they killed?
Disney would like you to forget that, Rich. Yeah.
Yes, they would.
It's their Tiananmen Square.
They won't give you free tickets to forget. Right.
They're wiping it off.
God.
Wiping history.
There's the metaphor of the month. We're going to get our first look at the rest when we come back to Timeline for the 5th of June.
Yay!
And today's lesson in the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting. Yay. Students, get your notepads out. Get ready to learn.
Song.
Montgomery Skywatch, moving our way through the 6 o'clock hour, and traffic looks really good this time of the morning. We don't have any big problems. We are starting to see traffic build up on the boulevard, but it's only slowing down at the intersections. The interstates are both rolling along just fine. We don't have any problems on I-65 or on I-85. And if you're coming into town on the 31s, you've got a smooth ride. Let's just be careful as we head into work. Get ready for summer at Midtown Plaza. Shop Ross Dress for Less, Office Depot, Dollar Tree, and more. Midtown Plaza and street off I-85. Another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Today's show is brought to you by Way Back Wednesday. Here are three things we learned in the 80s. One, Billie Jean is not my lover. Two, girls just want to have fun. And three, everybody wants to rule the world.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Stan Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and this week, I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Fan's Workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000 right now, because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
They say that diamonds are a girl's best friend. You've heard that diamonds are forever. And if you've got a name, you could win a 1-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 from News Talk 93.1 and Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. Winning is simple. You've got a name. Register online at our website, newstalk931.com. We'll call out names all week long. Hear your name called? You have the rest of that hour to call in and qualify. Make sure your friends and family are listening for your name, too. Call in for carats. A 1-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 and many more jewelry prizes from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry and News Talk 93.1.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
We have some new and improved financing available. It is quick, simple, and we can get you qualified in just a couple of minutes.
Get a new efficient system with monthly payments as low as $90 and with no down payment. The process is fast and hassle-free. Call today and ask about the new financing program.
Locally owned and operated with well over 300 years combined experience, United takes care of thousands of families in the River Region every year. Call for a free estimate and let us educate you on all the latest technology.
Free estimates, affordable pricing, new finance options, dependable service teams, and the latest technology. It's no surprise United is number one in the River Region. Stop throwing money away and call United today, 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
Stark Insurance Agency is celebrating 90 years of business. Since 1929, they've been helping give the people and businesses of the River Region confidence moving forward by insuring the very people and places that you love so much.
Over 50% of their commercial business is locally owned. The Stark Agency, 90 years and going strong. Call them today at 334-263-5535 or online at starkagency.com.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Today's lesson with the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting. Here he is. Rich Thomas.
156th day of the year, 209 days remain. This is CKLW. No, I'm sorry. It's just such a... I love that opening. It's just... I grew up as a little kid here. When you heard that, you knew...
News.
Boy, stuff's going to happen. This is National Beer Pong Day.
What? We could play.
No, I was a college student once. I've played beer pong. It's also National Moonshine Day,
hey.
And that's truly awful. It's hard to get down. It tastes terrible to me. It's National Veggie Burger Day. Hold the veggie, please. 63 years ago today, Elvis Presley introduced his new single, Hound Dog, on the Milton Berle Show. But you see, he scandalized the audience when he started moving his hips, and his gravitations were such that from then on, cameras would only show him from the waist up. 1967, the Six-Day War begins. This is Israel and Egypt in Syria. 51 years ago in 68, this is the day when Robert F. Kennedy was shot at the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles just after winning the California Democratic primary. He died the next day. Former NFL superstar Rosie Greer, working at his bodyguard, took down the assassin Sirhan. As a 12-year-old,
that was
the events of 68.
Well, it was 2 months after King. It's
8 weeks after Martin Luther King. American cities are burning. I have a brother in Vietnam. We have a star in the window. I have another brother getting ready to go to Vietnam. It was a lot to take in for a 12-year-old boy.
Yeah, that whole thing was surreal.
1971, James Taylor releases You've Got a Friend, which is a Carole King song. 77, the Apple II computer comes out. Get this. $1,298, Jay, it had 4K memory. 4K memory.
All right, so 4K, what do we have on this phone, memory-wise?
How much memory do you have on there?
Yeah.
Probably 64 gigs, 128 gigs of memory.
How many more times than 4K is that?
Far a lot.
I have 1 terabyte on this.
He's always got to be, he's got a terabyte. I got... gigs.
I have whatever Apple will let me have.
1981 on this date, the CDC reports the first cases of a new disease called AIDS. 5 men in Los Angeles died of pneumonia from this unknown disease. Now our song of the day. It's a summer song from 1981. The theme from a short-lived ABC TV show called The Greatest American Hero, which ran from 81 to 83. Kind of a comedy, drama, superhero television series. Here's an example of a theme song, perhaps better than the show, written by the preeminent writer of the show, Mike Post. He wrote a lot of theme songs. Performed by one-hit wonder Joey Scarborough, believe it or not.
Look at what's happened to me. Myself.
This is so great.
Suddenly I'm up on top of the world. It should have been somebody else. Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. I never thought I could feel so free.
made my day.
Yeah, Mike Post wrote so many themes. Like, can you think of Hawaii 5-0 and so many other? Mike Post was just the...
How about...
That's another Mike Post creation, sure. 1983, during a 48-date American tour, U2 played Red Rocks Amphitheater in Denver. It was kind of famous. Sunday, Bloody Sunday.
A little bit.
A little famous.
Hey, used to, not used to, used to announce a tour. Are they coming anywhere?
No. This is going to be an Australian and I think Japan tour for...
Japan?
Joshua Tree.
Japan.
They're going to be doing the entire Joshua Tree album.
They already
did the North American
part of that
tour of that.
I got you.
And came nowhere near here, by the way.
Which upset Jay.
You very much. No Atlanta, no Nashville.
2002 on this date, 14-year-old Elizabeth Smart kidnapped right out of her bedroom by two homeless men. She was found 9 months later, 18 miles away in Salt Lake City. 15 years ago in 2004, the 40th president of the United States, Ronald Reagan, died from pneumonia after a 10-year battle with Alzheimer's. He was 93. This is the date in 2009 The Hangover was released.
But did you die?
2012 on this date, science fiction writer Ray Bradbury died at the age of 91. Besides being a great author, Fahrenheit 451, The Martian Chronicles, he's the guy who envisioned geostationary satellites. Revolutionized the world of communications. So birthdays, Marky Mark. Mark Wahlberg is 48. Kenny G. For happy birthday. He's 63 today. A lot of cool people are 63. Freddie Stone from Sly and the Family Stone. He's a guitarist. He's 72. Bill Moyers is 85 today. American journalism. And dead or alive, Pancho Villa.
Dead.
Pancho Villa, I'm going to guess dead.
He is still dead. He died in 1923. He's a Mexican revolutionary. 11 days till Father's Day, 29 days till the 4th of July, 86 days till SEC football.
Woo-hoo!
Birthday season begins in 115 days. Gregory Benjamin is the first victim. No, you're the first victim.
I don't want anything.
Thanksgiving meal.
Yes, you will too.
Thanksgiving meal on the table in 176 days. That's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. All right, I got my water bill yesterday.
Yeah.
And was a little bit alarmed. And that doesn't include a lot of the days where we've been watering the tomatoes to catch up to the drought. Now, the next one up will be in a couple of weeks when the electric bill comes. Kind of holding my breath for that. It's been, you know, sustained heat. I'm sure I'm not the only one who's had an AC system running pretty much continuously. If you don't have anybody backing that system up, somebody that can take good care of it, protect your power costs by calling Wade Cannon at 802-FOAM and take a look at having Master Foam installed in your home. It accomplishes two things. One, it will lower your attic temperature to about 80. That means that system of yours will not have to work nearly as hard or nearly as long. It'll cut your power cost by about a third, and when your system doesn't have to work as hard, you extend its life. So there are multiple benefits. Talk to Wade at 802-FOAM. If you're in the process of building, you can have your entire home insulated with Master Foam and cut your AC and electric costs by half. So talk to Wade, 802-FOAM, or learn more online at master-foam.com.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
It's going to rain. Today's the transition day. Sun and cloud mix today with gradually it becomes cloudy. High temperature up to 92, 93, I think. Scattered thunderstorms pop up later on this afternoon and this evening and tonight. Low tonight, 73. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms, a good bet, high 83. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, showers and thunderstorms. Locally heavy tropical downpours. I wouldn't be surprised if there's some street flooding in places, high in the low to mid 80s. Monday, it's not over. Showers and thunderstorms likely. And then finally, there's some light at the end of the tunnel by about Tuesday. Yes, we need the rain, but this is probably going to be, you know, way too much rain. Right now, this morning, with scattered clouds, we have 73 degrees and a 3 mile per hour breeze at 639.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank, and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
It's showtime!
All right, today we're going to talk about things that can make people dislike you. That's our TV chat topic.
Mentioning stuff like putting emojis in work emails.
Even or not, I'm walking on it.
Joey Scarbucket, that's what we used to call him. The immortal Joey Scarbucket.
How would you like to be known only for that one thing?
Actually, I think he and Rick Astley were the same person.
Yeah.
Conspiracy theory. Terry Adams said so. He's not for him. And he would never make anything up.
Hey, like there's an Alex Schnarr commercial. Alexander Schnarr.
Call me Alabama.
Brighten your morning.
I call him Alex.
Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
It is 6:40. We all want to be liked. Well, most people. But if you try too hard, it can backfire on you.
Yeah, here are five things that can make people like you less. First, we have humble bragging, adding emojis to work emails, using an extreme close-up as your profile picture, sharing too many photos of the same people, and asking so many questions that you never talk about yourself. That last one surprises me.
Yeah, it does surprise me a lot. I'm going to bring in 3-Minute Lady over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hi. Morning.
May I have a word with you, media whippersnappers?
Okay.
Yes.
No, this is something that will serve them well. And as the stars of Jay and Emily continue to rise, when you achieve that certain point where everybody knows your name, you have a household name and a household face,
Yeah. People
expect you to be a jerk. They really do. They may like you and they may watch you every morning or listen to your show every day, but because you're famous or whatever the word is, they really expect you to be arrogant and full of yourself and all that stuff. You disarm them completely when you turn the tables and make it about the people that come up to you and meet. So
Yeah. That's
one way to endear the people that are part of, you know, your audience.
Yeah.
That's all I have. Thank you.
Okay. I was taking
3 minutes.
And I will tell a story related to that. When I was growing up, one of the anchors in Charlotte who got me into news, her name is Morgan Fogarty, very big household name. Lots of people love Morgan in Charlotte. When I met her for the first time, my parents cautioned me because they just didn't know how she was going to be. You watch someone on TV every night, and they just were like, she may not be exactly like she is on TV. Yeah. She is. She's one of my biggest mentors, so it all worked out perfectly. Aww. But you never know.
I love it when you meet people like that, and they are just genuine and really nice.
Well,
and,
let's talk about you.
Oh, no, let's not. Look at the time.
I love, he and I go out to breakfast, and it's so much fun watching all the people that know him, and he is so nice in person. Nice. He's humble, and you know, you got to thank people for
there. Yeah, but behind the scenes,
shut up, Ryan.
No, he's the master of this, and this is why he's such a beloved figure here.
Move on. What else can we talk about?
Back to you, Emily.
Now that you're telling us to move on, does that mean that you fall under asking so many questions that you never talk about yourself?
No. Let's talk about Andrew. Oh, gosh.
Back to you, Andrew.
Nobody wants to talk about themselves.
Your shirt this morning.
What about my shirt?
Well, no, especially now that we know
your face is matching it.
It kind of is.
Yeah.
Okay.
What about sharing too many photos of the same people? I feel like as long as you're not sharing too many photos of yourself, then that's okay, right?
Yeah, I didn't understand that.
I did not have
like too many photos of your dog.
Or like your fountain.
Oh, no, wait a minute.
Are there too many photos of pets?
No.
I don't think so.
No. Then I'm guilty there.
Everybody loves animals.
Talia, you're in luck because Logan still never watches. So she won't have a phone to pick with you.
You know, on the...
I will say that I approve of that message. I do. I'd rather see her on my timeline than
me.
So I approve of that message, yes.
You know, on the social media thing, you know, a big part of my career was pre-social media. Mm-hmm. And there were times, you know, I would have been fine putting a close-up. Today, the further away, the better. And always, please, if you're going to take my picture from the shoulders up, thank you. Mm. What?
What?
What? What, Emily?
I don't have...
What?
I got nothing. I still have that theme song stuck in my
head. How about this one, Emily?
Everyone loves Emily, so she has nothing
to contribute. She can't relate to this one.
There you go.
So you do not add emojis to your emails, correct? You would never do that?
No, I'll say thanks. Even if it doesn't warrant a thanks, I have to end an email some way, and so instead of a smiley face or something, I'll just put thanks.
Emojis are better in text. I don't use them in emails or even Facebook messages. That seems lazy. But in a text, you know, sometimes you don't have time to write something out, especially when you're driving in traffic and texting.
You're not supposed to do that.
I thought you'd catch me on that. Lord. I said that deliberately just to see if she was paying attention.
I'm always paying attention.
Well, he said rap a minute ago. Did you hear that?
I heard that too.
He said it over an hour ago.
Rap?
I heard it, but if Jalea keeps talking, that means we can keep talking.
I'm sorry. I'll stop talking.
After this segment today, we're getting a friendly face emoji.
Right.
Well, bye, guys. Have a happy hump day.
Later.
Okay. That's...
Whoa, what did you do?
There you go.
My manly thick fingers turned the master volume up.
Did they change the buttons overnight?
Yeah, they got thickerer.
Thickerer.
What was the commercial they used to use that word, thickerer?
I know there was one, but I can't remember what it was.
No, we're going to figure this out right now. Jay? What was thickerer?
Something thickerer.
Else. Yeah.
Was it like a shampoo situation?
No, it was something else.
Thicker.
It was a product they made thickerer.
Nestle Chunky?
That might have been it.
It's a candy bar known for its trapezoidal shape. The boy amused
viewers. Trapezoidal shape.
It is. It's like a pyramid with no nipple.
That's what it is. Nestle Chunky is a candy bar known for its trapezoidal shape. Consists of milk chocolate, California raisins.
What?
And roasted peanuts.
I hate those raisins from California.
Do you remember the guy that did the Chunky commercials when we were kids?
An early 70s TV commercial for Chunky showed a young boy watching TV with his father. The boy amused viewers by claiming that Chunky was thickerer.
There you go.
Thickerer.
Somewhere. Hey, look, somebody wants to talk to us.
Hey, hi.
Who's this?
Morning.
Good morning, y'all.
So, I could have bet money on that one.
It was a Heinz commercial back in the 80s, the thickerer ketchup.
Really?
Well,
if I remember correctly. Well,
I know they did the one with Carly Simon's Anticipation.
Yeah, but we just pulled up the thicker and Nestle commercial.
Because remember they had the ketchup bottles, and they would show like that ketchup and some other ketchup, and one was pouring out and the other one was really slowly coming out of the bottle.
In fact, some ketchup bottles, you'd squeeze them and it would just fly out.
Yeah.
That was the tagline. It's slow good.
I'm telling you, if you type in thickerer in Google, it gives you nothing but this chunky candy.
It must have been Chunk-a-Doodle-Doo.
I mean, I don't see any mention. I'm going to type in, let's see, thicker ketchup. See if that works.
Isn't it?
Well, the anticipation.
How much Madison Avenue sticks in our head.
Thickerer is good.
I mean, you type in ketchup, I'm going to get ketchup results, but I don't see anything for a thicker ketchup.
I think it's the candy bar, David. I'm sorry to have to. I think it's the trapezoidal candy bar.
But I do remember the Heinz commercial, and she's singing Anticipation. And the announcer at the end says, it's slow good.
Yeah. So anyway, have a good one, guys.
Thanks.
All righty. Up next, the cheap and trashy for today. But first...
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
We just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you that you can still register to win a $10,000 1-carat Forevermark diamond from News Talk and Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. Go to our website, News Talk 93.1, Adair Kim. Click on the banner, register your full name, and be listening next week. If we call your name, you have a certain amount of time to call us back and get qualified. And listen, somebody has to win this diamond. It could be you. A one-carat Forever Mark diamond from News Talk and Marguerite's.
Yay!
Hang on, I just...
You know, I told you that I wanted to talk about that, and you gave me the quickly fingers.
Well, it's 6:49, and I have important stuff in the chat.
And so you told me to do it quickly, and so I did it, and then you're sitting back there fiddling with your cord.
Traffic is brought to you by Lewis Lawn. Lewis Lawn on the Northeastern Bypass has all of the brands that you trust and local folks that know all about lawn equipment. Come see why Lewis Lawn is a cut above the rest.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling right on through our 6 o'clock rush hour, and things are busy out on the boulevard, but everybody is behaving themselves and moving along just fine. If you're rolling on the interstate, everything looks pretty good for you. We don't see any hangups on I-65 or on I-85, and the 31s are all clear this morning. Watch out for the traffic around you and be careful as you head into work. If you get hurt in an accident, say no to the tiny check offered by the insurance companies. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation is made to the quality of legal services greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It's time for the 2019 Parade of Homes, June 1st and 2nd and 8th and 9th. The Greater Montgomery Home Builders Association invites you to check out their central site in Lockwood, as well as three additional villages. The 2019 Ideal Home is located in Lockwood, and the Greater Montgomery Home Builders Association is eager for you to see all of the more than 30 homes on the parade route. Pick up your free guide for the 2019 Parade of Homes at any Riverbank location in the River Region. The Greater Montgomery Home Builders Association's Parade of Homes, June 1st and 2nd and 8th and 9th in Montgomery.
Get in and get it done with Kawasaki's top line of rugged mule side-by-sides. For work, getting around, or cutting loose, there's a mule side-by-side to fit the way you live. The latest generation of Strong features the midsize Mule Pro MX, the fastest, most powerful two-passenger machine ever. With a rugged chassis and a capable top speed, the Mule Pro MX can go from tackling hard jobs to conquering tough trails. When it comes to build quality, every Mule side-by-side is built to last, so you can do more and go further with peace of mind. It helps to know that every Mule side-by-side is backed competently by the industry-leading Kawasaki Strong 3-year limited warranty. So whether you work hard or play hard, Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides have your back. You can find them at Ward's Kawasaki, Highway 231 in Troy, Alabama.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join us this month as we donate a portion of our proceeds to Folds of Honor, a scholarship program for the children of service members who died or were disabled in the line of duty. Thank you for your support.
License number 15033.
Metro Fitness is offering a great 3-month membership special that includes all the latest and greatest classes, as well as full access to everything Metro has to offer. You have 12 full weeks at a discounted 3-month rate to experience why Metro is voted year after year the number one health club in Montgomery. Beat the summer heat and come indoors for all your fitness needs. Only at Metro Fitness, MetroFitness.com.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I
hi, folks. Rusty here for the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. And we're still on the radio every weeknight at 7 o'clock. It took us a little while, but we are on TV on ABC 32 and the CW. As a matter of fact, David, he's taking voice lessons. Let's listen in.
All right, my boy, you'll make amends for this, your exercises. Oh, repeat after me. Judy, Judy, Judy.
Judy, 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 Judy.
Octolibo, you're going to be the next Greg Udell.
You're probably not going to take voice lessons, but you do need somebody to speak up for your portfolio. Call David Ernest at 279-7431. Watch for us on the CW and ABC 32 on the weekends. And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show, weeknights at 7 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Juice, 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 juice.
That's really good.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
All right, let's take a look at what's making...
No, that was quick.
Let's take a look at what's making news around showbiz these days.
Hey.
I don't have time for that story. Tracy Morgan got in another accident.
Uh-oh.
Just days short of the anniversary of the one that almost killed him.
You're kidding.
No, this one happened in New York City almost 5 years to the day. It wasn't nearly as serious, but of course a big tweet storm erupted, you know. The car that he was driving was a $2 million Bugatti.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
You know, my $2 million car's in the shop.
Miley Cyrus had this to say after being kissed and groped by a fan.
Oh, no.
And I don't have time for this Nick Jonas story either. Toy Story 4 brings in four comedy legends to voice abandoned toys. Mel Brooks is doing an elephant named Meliphant Brooks. 86-year-old Carol Burnett's doing a kid seat named Cheryl Burnett.
Aww.
97-year-old Carl Reiner plays a pink rhino named Carl Rhinoceros. And 97-year-old Betty White is a teething toy named Bitey White.
She's a national treasure. She is.
They're all in Toy Story.
Dogs everywhere.
It's so sweet.
Yes. It's a happy story.
Oh, bless it.
Jeopardy will punish forever who leaked footage of James Holzhauer's loss.
Yeah.
Apparently, the producers are out for blood. They think they know who did it, but they're not saying yet.
Scandal.
It may have helped boost the show's ratings, though.
Yeah, people wanted to watch how it ended.
Yeah. Viewership averaging 13 million people. That's more than primetime TV gets. Speaking of ratings, the NBA Finals took the top two spots, but their numbers are off by about 30 to 40% from just a couple of years ago. Games 1 and 2 averaged about 14 million viewers. They were in the low 20 millions not that long ago.
I think it all depends on who's in there.
I think that has a lot to do with it, yes. America's Got Talent was number 3. 60 minuets and an NCIS repeat. None of them had a million watchers, or 10 million watchers, I should say. Harrison Ford, having crashed a couple of planes, is now into skydiving. He did remember to open his chute. So no problem there. Opie, Ron Howard, says aggressive trolling contributed to the disappointing performance of Solo.
That movie had a lot of problems with it.
Yeah.
A lot of problems.
You know what? He just, the more I watch Andy just for lip diddling background ambiance,
yeah.
He's such an annoying kid. He was a lousy actor.
He's a child.
I don't get that at all. I don't get that at all.
Horrible.
I don't get that at all.
That's because after you've watched them 5,000 times, you start to see the nuance.
Yeah.
Or in his case,
or the lack of nuance.
Yeah. Yeah,
but he was just a little boy.
And they always had him doing these macho things like playing football and getting into fights. Please, Opie.
Move out of Andy Griffith and go watch Happy Days and see if he's different. Watch that 5,000 times and see if you come away with anything.
He's the same.
And boy, when you get to Game of Thrones, let's talk again.
His later work.
Yeah. Netflix is working on an animated Jurassic World series.
I heard about that.
That's about the other ones. Characters who would have been reported for harassment. What was the first movie about harassment? It was Working Girl with Melanie Griffith. I remember watching that in the theater. And who was that?
I was going to say, who were you with on that one? I know you didn't. I didn't think
of yourself. No, you didn't go alone.
I'm going to watch this one. I got to go see Working Girl myself.
Hey, I have a really mediocre random facts. Convoluted introduction.
We were afraid you were done.
Well, Randall awakened me, of all people.
Oh my.
With his call the other day, so I can't disappoint Randall.
He said, wake up, wake up, wake up.
We are at 6:58. Fox News coming up. Jay will have random facts next hour, followed by a $10 food outlet
pop
quiz. We'll also have this week's specials because today is Wednesday and they change.
Oh, man, piece of junk.
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I've tried to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's? Huh?
Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we